Surah Al-Isra, verses 23 to 30.
I am number 10, those who do not believe in the Akhirah, they will have a painful punishment. And yesterday we read the ayah, those who seek the dunya only, man kana yuridu al-ajila. And ayah number 19, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ, those who pursue the Akhirah. So those who pursue the Akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now lists other important actions which those who pursue the hereafter need to do. And we said yesterday, it commences at ayah 22 until ayah 39. Since tawheed is most fundamental and critical, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, commences with tawheed and ends this passage with tawheed. Anyway, ayah number 23. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa qada rabbuka alla ta'budu illa iyyah. Again, and your Lord has commanded that you worship none besides him. Tawheed. Second matter, kindness to parents. Wa bil walidaini ihsana, and he ordains that you treat your parents with kindness. Imma yablughanna 'indaka al-kibar ahaduhuma aw kilahuma, if one or both of them reach old age whilst being with you, 'indaka, whilst being with you, becoming dependent on you for care and assistance, then though you may naturally feel overwhelmed by the task, observe the highest level of respect and لا تقل لهما أف, never utter a word of scorn or contempt to them. ولا تنهرهما, nor rebuke them with harsh words. وقل لهما قولا كريما, but instead address them with words of respect and honor. Ayah 24, again about parents. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلْ, and out من الرحمة, and out of mercy and compassion for them, keep displaying humility before them. Be humble before your parents. وَقُلْ, and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, supplicate to Allah for them and say, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Oh my Lord, be merciful to them as they raised and nurtured me when I was little, when I was helpless, dependent. So it is wajib on every child to make this dua for his parents at least once in his life. Rabbukum a'lamu bima fi nufusikum. And do not make only an outward display of good conduct, but be genuine and let devotion and obedience to them stem from within your heart. Because رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا فِي نُفُوسِكُمْ, your Lord knows better what is within your hearts. And so he gives you the following concession. إِن تَكُونُوا صَالِحِينَ, إِن تَكُونُوا صَالِحِينَ, if you are genuinely righteous, and then you err in your treatment of them, or you say or do something out of irritation and frustration, only to regret and repent for what you have done, فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ لِلْأَوَّابِينَ غَفُورًا, then he is most forgiving to those who turn to him in repentance. You could slip, you could make a mistake, but if you are genuinely righteous and you are good-hearted and you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very forgiving. The fourth command Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives here, fulfilling the rights of family and others. So those who are pursuing the Akhirah, this is a list for all of us. وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ, and give relatives their due, حَقَّهُ, monetary dues as well as other dues. And along with them, وَالْمِسْكِين, and give the destitute, وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ, and the traveler, also what is due to them. Fourth command Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives here is prohibition of extravagance. وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا, never be extravagant and wasteful in expenditure. Never be extravagant. Why? إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ, ayah 27. The extravagant ones certainly are the brothers of shaitan. Very interestingly, this morning we read in Surah Hujurat, Imam read, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. So ikhwa is a plural of akhun. Akhun means brother. Ikhwa means brothers. And here ikhwan also means brothers. Ikhwan al-shayateen. But there's a difference between the meanings of both. Ikhwa means pure brothers, real brothers, actual brothers. Like how you would get brothers from the same mother and same father, you would say these are ikhwa, these are brothers, real brothers. But when people are not real brothers, biological from both sides, then you would use the term ikhwan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who are extravagant, they are the brothers of shaitan. It means they bear a resemblance with him. They are not literally, actually brothers of shaitan. This is a small technical point that came about since the Imam recited it this morning in the Fajr. وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا And shaitan is extremely ungrateful to his Lord. Allah endowed shaitan with intelligence, and he used his intelligence to defy Allah's commandments. Similarly, extravagant ones have been blessed with wealth, but they utilize it in a manner that displeases Allah, so they bear a resemblance to shaitan by using Allah's gifts in a manner that displeases him. It doesn't mean they are literally brothers of shaitan, it means their conduct resembles shaitan. Number five, turning people down with courtesy and politeness. وَإِمَّا تُعْرِضَنَّ عَنْهُمْ إِبْتِغَاءَ رَحْمَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكَ تَرْجُوهَا فَقُلْ لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَيْسُورًا وَإِمَّا تُعْرِضَنَّ عَنْهُمْ And suppose that you are unable to spend on the aforementioned people at any time, relatives, destitute, traveler. Suppose that you are unable to spend on the aforementioned people at any time, and you were to turn them down, تُعْرِضَنَّ عَنْهُمْ, whilst being in expectation of the bounty of your Lord, then فَقُلْ لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَيْسُورًا Then be sure to speak to them with gentleness and kindness. Let them know that you would respond to their situation the moment you are in the position to do so, and then honor this commitment. Never be harsh or offensive when turning them away. Number six, maintaining the balance when giving and withholding. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُقِكَ And do not be miserly, withholding your hand from spending as if it were constrained to your neck. Your hand never opens, never goes out. Do not be like a person whose hand is constrained to his neck. And وَلَا تَبْسُطْهَا كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ Nor be so open-handed, exceeding the limits of giving. فَتَقْعُدَ مَلُومًا مَحْصُورًا I don't know anybody like that, exceeding the limits of giving, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the balance. فَتَقْعُدَ مَلُومًا مَحْصُورًا Probably Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his generosity was beyond measure. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not give so much. فَتَقْعُدَ مَلُومًا So that you end up rebuking yourself and becoming needy also. So do not be moved by so much of sympathy for the plight of another that you are reduced to dependency and want. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقِ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ Indeed, your Lord gives sustenance abundantly to whomsoever He wills, and He gives sparingly to whom He wills, when He wills, how He wills. إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا He is fully informed and observant of the needs and the best interests of His servants. He knows why He gives more and why He gives less. So if you are really unable to offer assistance, do not subject yourself to hardship by persisting on giving what you really should not be giving. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, maintain the balance. Do not be miserly and withhold entirely. And do not be so liberal that you are eventually in difficulty yourself. Inshallah, we'll read the passage. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربكم أعلم بما في نفوسكم إن تكونوا صالحين فإنه كان للأوابين غفورا. وآت ذا القربى حقه والمسكين وابن السبيل ولا تبذر تبذيرا. إن المبذرين كانوا إخوان الشياطين وكان الشيطان لربه كفورا. وإما تعرضن عنهم ابتغاء رحمة من ربك ترجوها فقل لهم قولا ميسورا. ولا تجعل يدك مغلولة إلى عنقك ولا تبسطها كل البسط فتقعد ملوما محسورا. إن ربك يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر إنه كان بعباده خبيرا بصيرا. آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.